This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Poll campaigning is in full swing in poll-bound constituencies of the 6th and 7th phase of Lok Sabha elections. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi has alleged that the Congress is a dynastic party and it serves for the interest of only one family. Addressing a public meeting at Gandhi Maidan in Motihari, Bihar today, Mr. Modi claimed that the Congress party-led Indy Alliance will get a debacle in the Lok Sabha elections. He said people will give befitting reply to those who are involved in corruption cases and anti-India campaigns. Mr. Modi assured that in next 5 years, development works will be done at a faster pace with a decisive government at the centre. RJD leader Tejaswi Prasad Yadav will hold public meetings in Jiradei, Motihari and Shivhar in support of Grand Alliance candidates. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will address a rally in Prayagraj. Later, Mr. Modi will interact with more than 25,000 women in his parliamentary constituency, Varanasi. He will attend the Matri Shakti Sammelan at Sampurnanand Sanskrit University. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath will address rallies in Balrampur, Siddharthnagar, Sant Kabir Nagar, Basti, Varanasi and Azamgarh today. On the other hand, Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav will address political rallies in Azamgarh and Bhadohi districts. Bahujan Samaj Party Chief Mayawati will address a rally in Jaunpur district. Campaigning has reached a crescendo for all 7 Lok Sabha seats in Delhi. The polling in the city is scheduled on Saturday. Candidates and leaders from the BJP, AAP and Congress are engaged in hectic campaigning in different parts of the national capital to woo the voters in their favour. BJP National President JP Nadda will hold a roadshow in Chandni Chowk area and will address a public meeting in Palam. AAP convener and Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal will hold a roadshow in northeast Delhi. The Jharkhand BJP has issued a show cause notice to the sitting Hazaribagh Lok Sabha MP Jayant Sinha for not casting his vote in the election. Hazaribagh, along with 2 other parliamentary seats, namely Chatra and Koderma, went to polls yesterday in the 5th phase of polling across the country and the 2nd phase in Jharkhand. The notice was issued by party's State General Secretary Aditya Sahu, who said that the party's image has been maligned as Sinha did not exercise his right to franchise. Sinha has been given 2 days of time to reply to the show cause notice. Delhi's Rouse Avenue Court today extended the judicial custody of former Deputy Chief Minister and Aam Aadmi Party leader Manish Sisodia till the 31st of May in a money laundering case linked to excise policy scam. The matter will now be heard on the 31st of this month. Sisodia has been in judicial custody since 26th of February last year after he was arrested by the CBI and later he was arrested by the ED. Anti-Terrorism Day is being observed across the nation today. The day marks the death anniversary of former Prime Minister Rajiv Gandhi, who was assassinated on this day in 1991 by a suicide bomber of the Liberation Tigers of Tamil Elam at Seruperumbudur, a village near Chennai. It is observed to educate people about the negative impact of terrorism and violence on society and the nation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has paid tributes to the former Prime Minister on his death anniversary today. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge, Congress Parliamentary Party leader Sonia Gandhi and senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi paid floral tributes to the former Prime Minister at Veer Bhumi in New Delhi. The national flag is flying half-mast throughout the country as one day state mourning is being observed today as a mark of respect on the demise of Iranian President Dr. Sayyed Ibrahim Raisi and Foreign Minister Hussein Amir Abdullahian. The President of Iran and Foreign Minister were killed in a helicopter crash. Indian junior men's hockey team kicked off their tour of Europe with a win over Belgium. India took the lead early in the game with vice-captain Shardanand Tiwari firing in the penalty stroke. Belgium converted a penalty corner early in the third quarter to reduce the goal deficit to 1. With just a few minutes left in the game, the Belgians converted yet another penalty corner to equalize. The fourth quarter ended with the scoreline reading 2-2, taking the game into a shootout. India won the penalty shootout 4-2. And that is the end of this news bulletin.